May the Lord be in my heart and on my lips, that I might worthily proclaim his holy gospel. Amen. Amen. A wonder worker. Okay, here's your theology word that you can immediately forget after I utter it. Thaumaturgy. That's a work of wonder. Thaumaturgy. And most of you use it for the stories that have miracles in them. It is applied to this gospel because there is no miracle. You would expect that there would be a miracle, but it doesn't happen. If you are the Messiah, the expectation is that you will work wonders. You will perform the millennial dream for the people of Israel. You will do those things that they have long expected would happen when God's anointed, the Son of God, the Son of David, the Son of Man, appeared. The people of Israel will be full. They will be fed. They will have enough to eat, which was magic enough. And the meals will be like wedding banquets. They will be grand. And we will be whole. We who believe in the Messiah, we will be full, and then we will be whole. And the lame will walk, the blind will see, the deaf will hear, and the broken people of God will be full and whole. And the Messiah will accomplish that. The people of God will have an immediate intuition, an immediate connection to God. There will be no more need of temple. You won't need a priest. No more need of Talmud. You won't need a rabbi. You will, as Moses hoped in Numbers, be a prophet. All God's children. Would that all God's children would be prophets. When the Messiah comes, we will know God, we will see God in the Messiah. And there will be no barrier between us and the God who delivers us. And when the Messiah comes, there will be economic and political prosperity for the nation of Judah, the nation of Israel. They will return to the days of David and Solomon, when the country stretched from the Mediterranean to the Tigris. And the captives will be released. And the colonizers will be driven out. Instead of having to put up with Greeks and Romans, Israel and Judah will be one, and they will take over, they will colonize the lands that were once theirs, given to them by God and to David and Solomon. And that will happen too. That is a wonder. So when the Messiah comes, there will be these wonders. There will be these wonders. So at the start of Matthew's Gospel's public witness, Jesus' public witness in the Gospel, there is this strange moment of temptation where Jesus confronts Satan, the devil, and is tempted by him. Satan has a job to do. The devil has a job to do here. And it is important not to see the devil always as Godzilla, a great monster, a fire breather that is acting independently of everything God has ever done. God's always in control. So the devil has this permission to do these things. And in many parts of the Old Testament and the literature that exists between the Old and the New Testament, Satan acts like a prosecuting attorney. When you stand before God, he reminds God how bad you are, lists all your evil deeds, and provides evidence of those, which is why you need a paraclete, right? It's why you have an advocate before the judgment of God. C.S. Lewis, English spiritual writer, said that he thought Satan looked like this, that Satan was a man with evenly trimmed fingernails. Satan was someone who had a manicure. Satan had a starched white shirt. And Satan never had to raise his voice. Satan never had to raise his voice. Because he was the perfect administrator, the perfect bureaucrat. And he would sit before you and mention to you that you had failed to fill out the forms correctly. That you had forgotten your username, that your password was incorrect. And because of that, nothing that you wanted to have happen would happen. You could try calling the 800 number, and Satan wished you well doing that, right? Satan was the great administrator, the great bureaucrat. And so the devil has that job to do. The devil says to Jesus, in words something like this, would you please get started? Would you please do something? Now is the time. If you are the Messiah, and here are the expectations we have for the Messiah, if you are the Messiah, will you please start doing great things? And honestly, we would prefer if Jesus would start doing great things. We would much rather have a wonder worker for a Messiah or for a Savior. I am never hungry. It is one of the gifts of being born in North America. I want people to be full, but I am never hungry. So Jesus doesn't have to work on that. But I am old. And I have aches and wrinkles and stumbles. I have an artificial right knee. I have kidney stones. I would like somebody to fix those things. I would like a wonder worker, a miracle worker, to take about 20 or 30 years off my age. I am full. I would also like to be whole. And I look for someone who has the magic that can do that. Doctor, pharmacist, cannabis salesperson at a shop in Michigan. Somebody who can make me whole. I want that. And I would like someone who can manage my spiritual life, manage my religious life, manage my mental health. Because I live in an age that is disconcerting. I live in a time when we are discombobulated by a variety of changes that are way beyond our control. We are anxious and depressed. We are mad and sad. And we would like somebody to fix that. And if there is no wonder worker to fix that, we will try and fix it ourselves. Substances, become addicted to those. People, we sometimes self-medicate with people. Religion, religion can sometimes be a kind of medicine. Sometimes good, sometimes bad. We would like our religion to do one of two things. Either have so many rules that we are certain that we will go to heaven at the end of the experience, or a religion that can generate a variety of endorphins that will make us glad in the moment. How about a rock band and a high school basketball team in the church gym? Something exciting. We would like to be healed. We would like to be made full and whole and happy again. We would like that. We would like that. And we like a wonder worker to do that. If you are old enough, you remember Joni Mitchell. This is an aside. It has nothing to do with anything religious. That's what happens if you get old. So Joni Mitchell has a song, very old song, called Banquet. And in it, she sings that some turn to Jesus and some turn to heroin. That's what we do when we are hungry. Hungry for things spiritual. We want a wonder worker to do those things for us. You might think we need a wonder worker to fix our political situation, but we already voted one in. We have a president who will make us great again. He will manage to take all of those people who have infiltrated the country, occupied us, colonized us, and move them away. And we will become colonizers once again. Pick your favorite country. Venezuela, Greenland, Canada, doesn't matter. There is a new moment in our common life when we are great once more, when we control our economic and political destiny, when we are able to rule in a way that we have some fantastic memory of ruling. We have a desire to take what integrity we can imagine and make it the rule, because it is our value. We will be kings again. And then Jesus says to Satan, go away. And then Jesus says to Satan, go away. Because the Messiah, who is about to demonstrate his holiness in the Gospel of Matthew, is not going to be a king or a priest or a rabbi. In Matthew's language, he is going to be the suffering servant. Not the king, not the priest, not the rabbi, but the servant. Instead of dominating all, this Messiah will be the servant of all, and will move even beyond empathy, so that we use words like substitution and sacrifice for what he is about in our lives. We have 40 days to figure out what it means to leave behind the notion that God is some grand wonder worker who will intervene in our lives, in the lives of our world, and understand instead that that one is servant of all. And that we are called first to understand that the God who is with us is servant of all, sacrifice for all. And then to imagine how it is in our own lives we can imitate that Christ. It would be so much nicer if the God who we knew was a magician, the God who we knew could work wonders. And he does. But in a way that is beyond the usual imagination that belonged to the people of Jesus' age and probably our own. He works magic by being with us, with the poor and the brokenhearted. And we will find a way in the next days of Lent to see how it is we can bring our lives closer to that revelation, which is our suffering servant. Amen.